Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. Any big plans this weekend, Alyssa? I know you just had house guests.
Yes, we just had visitors. They left on Wednesday. But yeah, actually, we have some plans this weekend. We're going to Ingenuity Fest tomorrow.
Oh, I saw that on the things to do around the land.
Yeah.
Some list that I saw. What? That's just like a fair?
I think it's like music, artists. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah,
I'm excited to see.
Just like every fair that you attend, there's art, there's music, there's maybe a food truck.
I mean, but we had to buy tickets, so I assume there's going to be maybe something a little more than that. Fairs are usually free.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, what do you get with your ticket then when you buy a ticket?
Entry.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying I'm excited to see what's there because I'm assuming that there will be more for my $15.
I hope you get your money back.
I hope I get I'm sure I will get my money's worth of good times.
And personal satisfaction. Tonight is a little bit of a bittersweet night for me.
Why is that?
Because it is homecoming in Rocky River.
And tonight is homecoming.
Tonight is homecoming.
Okay.
So in Rocky River, and homecoming is big in whatever city that you live in, I'm sure. But in River, and I didn't realize this. I don't know if I've ever told you this story about how the parade route, because I live really close to the high school.
You're like on the route.
Right.
Yes, you have told me this.
And so, yeah, the first year that we moved into our house in August of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And homecoming was like a month after that. We had no idea that there was a parade that went down our street.
And then all of a sudden you have a million people in your yard.
Who are these people? Why are you standing in my yard right now? We were so confused and now we've embraced it. And so homecoming in River is like a big party, you know, on my front lawn and friends of ours come over.
And
you know, we have food and snacks and it's a lot of fun. Tonight, all of that is still going to happen. It's all going to go on, except I'm not going to be there.
Where are you going to be?
I have a prior commitment. So my side hustle, of which I've been doing for the past few months, that is, I am a PA announcer, public address announcer for high school sports. And tonight I'm going to be announcing the Avon Lake football game.
Ah, so you're going to miss the homecoming parade.
Yes. Although it's Avon Lake's homecoming tonight.
Oh, okay. So you don't get River homecoming, but you get Avon Lakes.
Right. So it's bittersweet. And also I'm terrified because I'm filling in tonight in Avon Lake and I'm just terrified of screwing up homecoming for Avon Lake.
I feel like I'm having deja vu. You just said this same thing like a week or two ago when you were doing senior night and you were like, I'm so afraid I'm going to screw this up. This is such a big night for these kids. They're seniors. And then I saw you the next day and I was like, how'd it go? And you're like, oh, I'm fine.
Yeah,
it's going to go great.
I'm still terrified because I'm picturing you have, you know, a mom or a dad. They're sitting in the stands. Their daughter is on the homecoming court. They are so proud to watch her march across the field. And then some idiot mispronounces her last name and ruins the moment. That's what I'm afraid of.
If it's any consolation, as someone whose name was butchered like 90% of the time for some reason, it's not going to ruin the moment, even if it happens. Okay, it's going to be all right.
How do you screw up your name? Is your legal last name you're talking about, or are you talking about
a my legal last name? Yes, that okay. One, it throws people from through a loop. But also, I've gotten Alicia. Oh my! Across the board, pretty much. If it starts with an A, I'll respond to it at this point.
Oh my gosh! I hope I'm not making that kind of a mistake tonight. I mean, it clearly says Alyssa.
You'd be surprised how people think things are phonetically pronounced.
All right, Alicia. Well, wish me luck.
Melissa.
Melissa. Thanks, Melissa.
You're welcome.
I used to call you Olivia for some reason. I have no idea why.
You still do that every now and then.
Sometimes I do. Yeah. I don't know. There's some glitch in the mainframe up there. All right. It's the Q Morning Show. Friday morning. Thanks for being here. Let's go to North Ridgeville. We're going to talk to Kathleen and get a good vibe this morning. Kathleen, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
Oh, my goodness. So my husband and I are going to our friend's annual Oktoberfest coming up, and we are so excited. It's one of our favorite things to do in the fall. They do it every year. And we get dressed up, like, I'm talking like lederhosen.
I was going to say, okay, yes.
Get out of here.
The lederhosen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And people always, you know, it's funny because people kind of push back that it's in September. But actually, most Oktoberfests are held, you know, either they at least start in September or they're just in September, which I find odd. But
no, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, they just had Oktoberfest at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds. That went 2 weekends, and that's already come and gone.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a little misleading, though. Oktoberfest in September. I see the problem.
Like, it's in the name.
Yeah.
But either way, we have this coming up, and, like, they go full out. I mean, it's just, like, at their house, but they have, like, I mean, I think last year they had like 50, 60 people, and they do, you know, it's an all day affair. Yeah, they you know, make a ton of food, and everyone, you know, it's kind of BYOB, but they get like a mini keg, or, you know, sometimes like they've got like a full size keg in the past, and, you know, they have games for kids. They have, you know, it's such a fun time, and most everyone dresses up. And it's just, I'm really looking forward to it. So that is my excitement.
Well, damn, girl, you're giving me some FOMO over this Oktoberfest.
Listen, just let it be like an inspiration.
This sounds awesome.
Yeah, Bill, can you host one next year?
I don't want to host it. I want to be invited to this party.
Yeah, these people, I do too.
These people sound like so much fun. Actually, the fairgrounds, the local Oktoberfest is probably... They probably want to shut it down. It's a
right.
It competes against them.
Listen, the more Oktoberfests, the better.
Thank you, Kathleen, for sharing that good vibe this morning. Have a great time at Oktoberfest.
Thank you.
It's Q104. Great to have you with us this morning. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So 1 week from today, we will have it. Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl. And Alyssa and I were talking about this the other day. We don't even think that Taylor is going to be in the country the day that her album drops. She's supposed to be on the Graham Norton show.
And you said it's overseas.
Out of London.
Okay.
It's on the BBC.
Yeah, so she's probably not even going to be here.
I don't think so. I mean, depending on when they would tape that episode.
I mean, to be fair, she does have a couple of private jets. So I'm sure she could make things happen faster than a lot of us could.
Well, it makes sense because just announced Taylor Swift's first TV appearance after the album drops is supposed to be on October 6th. That is Monday after the album drops. She is scheduled to be on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
Which is interesting to me.
I was going to say, does she normally do late night TV? I feel like I haven't seen like many clips of her at least doing rounds on late night.
Occasionally.
Okay.
I think that, you know, because I overthink these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where is Taylor going to do an interview? I think Jimmy Fallon, I think, would be the safest choice for her to be on. I think they have the longest relationship. She's been on mm-hmm. her show more than any of the other shows.
Okay.
And looking at the landscape of late night TV right now, you know, you think, oh, would she want to be on Kimmel? Like right now, because obviously Jimmy Kimmel's getting a ton of attention.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other hand, his show isn't being shown on in every market in the country right now. But would that force companies to put Kimmel back on the air because Taylor Swift's going to be on TV that night?
He is doing massive numbers regardless, so might be a good time. But I don't really think Taylor needs help getting eyes on her either.
No.
You know?
And I'm sure Colbert would have loved to have her, but, you know, the choice was Jimmy Fallon, and so that is going to be on October 6th on The Tonight Show. Ed Sheeran, how good of friends are they, Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift?
I thought that they were really close. I was under that impression, especially like, do you remember a couple of months ago when he first released that song, Old Phone? And he put out like all those old pictures that he found on an old phone.
Mm-hmm.
There was like some really like throwback over 10 years old with him and Taylor. So I was like, wow, they really go back far. They must be very tight. But now I'm not so sure. I'm assuming you're thinking about the same story I saw this morning.
Well, I think that, again, this might be people making too much of it. Ed Sheeran was being interviewed by Andy Cohen. And he was asked about, hey, did you get the heads up ahead of time that Taylor was getting engaged? And
yeah.
Ed said, no.
That's what I saw, too. And I was like, that's surprising.
And he said, I have also not heard the album in advance. And he says, I have not received a save the date for their upcoming wedding. And Andy's acting like he's shocked by all this. And I was like,
I'm shocked by this.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not.
Why?
Think about all the people in your life.
Okay.
That have gotten engaged.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever have the heads up that they were going to get engaged?
Yeah. Maybe it's a girl thing. I don't know.
Well, how would the girl know, though, that they were going to get proposed to?
A lot of the time, we're in cahoots with the fiancé-to-be.
I was just thinking, like, of all the guys that I've known in my life, I don't think anybody ever gave me the heads up that, oh, yeah, I'm going to propose to so-and-so this weekend.
Mm.
Either I assumed it anyway because they were together for so long, and so when the announcement came down, I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. You guys have been together for like 5 years.
Yeah.
But it's not like one of my friends have ever come to me and said, oh, by the way, this weekend we're going to go do this.
That's so funny.
And I don't
because, I'm thinking of one of my friends, like, her fiance, one of my like very good friends for a very long time, her fiance was sending pictures of like her ring before he proposed and was like, do you think like she'll like this one or should I go with like a silver ring or gold? Hmm. And like, so like,
well,
maybe
that's a little different because you were being recruited then to help to make sure that it went right. But I'm just saying, I wouldn't be offended if one of my friends got engaged and they didn't give me the heads up.
I guess I'm more surprised that Taylor didn't immediately like FaceTime. Once he popped the question, right?
Like Taylor FaceTime Ed?
Yeah. Like, I assume she was probably FaceTiming her friends and letting them know, like, oh my God, we're engaged! So I'm just surprised that Ed was not on that quick dial.
And then it said, maybe she doesn't have a date set yet. Maybe that's why Ed hasn't gotten to save the date. Like, I don't think that's shocking.
Maybe there's no date to save.
Anyway, let me promote a couple of things then, starting on Monday. If you want tickets to go to AMC theaters. So that would be next weekend, starting Friday afternoon, the album release party for Taylor Swift. We're going to have tickets for that starting on Monday. Whenever you hear a Taylor Swift song, that's when you go to Q104.com and enter in the keyword show. you'll have a chance to win tickets for that. And then Ed Sheeran, we're going to have tickets for his Detroit show later on this morning after 9, the Q Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, Red Flag Friday. We're going to talk to Jess in Twinsburg. Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
So you went on a first date with somebody.
Yes, on Wednesday.
And you've noticed a red flag already?
Yes, unfortunately.
Oof. Tell us what's going on.
So I picked him up on Wednesday, and we... He said his car was in the shop, so I was like, no worries. And we went to Roll House to bowl and grab drinks.
Okay, fine. And,
we get up to the counter and we pay and we're getting our shoes. And he feels around in his pockets and he hits me with the classic, oh, I think I forgot my wallet. And I was like, really?
Right.
Keep in mind, this is literally the first time I'm meeting this man, so like, I'm like, whatever, it's no big deal, so I'll cover it. And it was $40, not the end of the world. And then I ended up paying for the food and the drinks because, of course, he forgot his wallet. And he never once offered me Venmo. Like, it's the 21st century.
Right.
And so I thought that was kind of weird. And he said, I'll get the next date at the end. So I was like, oh.
All right, like, okay, well,
he's assuming a lot. Like, yeah, he's assuming that there will be a second date because right now he has no idea that this date is not going well. I mean, how do you not know when you forget all your money?
Yeah,
a rough start for sure.
Yeah, so maybe I'm just jaded, but I've dated guys like this before and they always forget their wallet or they have something that's going on, like their car's always broken or like their rent's coming up or if he's never going to have money. And the last guy I was in a long-term relationship with, he was just like that. And it ended up being like, he was always broke and I had to pay for us all the time. Like,
yeah.
And I just think like this whole situation is like bringing back bad memories. And Like, even if he had offered the Venmo thing, I'd be fine with it. But I don't know, like, do I even do the next date? Or should I just, like, call quits now because, like, I'm aware of this thing?
Okay, I have a feeling that Alyssa and I are going to agree today. I just have this feeling.
Oh, you think so?
This is a red flag, right, Alyssa?
This is a red flag.
Major. I think multiple red flags.
Like, I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt with the wallet, but then I remembered the car. Like, if you just forget your wallet, like, I feel like, yeah, like, that does suck. But especially if it's a first date and I assume, like, I get a little flustered, right? Like, you're trying to get ready. You want to look good. Maybe he just walked out and forgot it. But I could see how this is bringing up some bad memories for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to put myself in the place of this guy. And fun fact about Bill, the Roll House in North Olmsted is also the site of my second date ever with Paula.
Really?
Way back when. I don't think it was called Roll House back then, but I digress. If this was me, it just sounds, I would be mortified that I was not prepared for this date where, oh my God, I forgot my wallet. Now, back then, I wouldn't have had the means. Now I'd be like, okay, hi, Apple Pay? Does that
right.
work? You know, maybe, okay, so maybe the Roll House doesn't accept Apple Pay, okay? But I would be, even if you didn't ask, I would be Venmoing you money, like, in that moment. I'd be like, I'm going to do it right now. Here's money so you know that I really screwed up.
Right, I would probably be Venmoing you more than I knew you needed, like, just to make sure that, like, a tip is covered yes. and, like, everything.
Yes, here's $500.
Here's okay. my life savings. Just
I
take it.
I am so sorry.
Yeah.
If I really liked you and wanted to impress you, this is a first date. This is a first impression that you're making on someone. And this guy, he completely failed.
He blew it.
It's a red flag. He doesn't even seem to care.
No.
I'm sorry. I think it's a red flag. If anybody disagrees, if anybody would give this guy the benefit of the doubt, 216-474-0104.
I mean, should Jess go on the second date and at least maybe get her money's worth, get paid back for, because he said he's got the next one.
He did say that.
He yeah. did say that.
Do you give him the benefit of the doubt? 216-474-0104. Red Flag Friday continues next. JT with the 7:30 banger this morning, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa were in the middle of Red Flag Friday. I don't think there's any debate here. I don't see anybody saying that Jess should give this guy a second date. This might be a first for us. I think this is the first time that we've ever encouraged someone to not give the person a second chance. Is that right?
I think so. We're usually very forgiving people. But this just feels like it's just putting a bad taste in my mouth right off the bat.
CeCe and Euclid, what do you think? A second date?
No way a second date. If it was me, I would run now. I do think if she decides to give him a chance, she may not, I'm not judging, but if she do decide to give him a second chance and she still has to pick him up because his car is in the shop, it's definitely a big red flag and she should not go. Just cancel and run.
So you're thinking he's making this whole thing up with the car in the shop?
You guys had the best point. Like, there's Apple Pay, there's yeah. Google Pay, there is Zelle, Venmo,
right,
Cash
there's
App.
So many options now. And the fact that he never even, like, offered, I think that that's, like, a bigger red flag than him forgetting his wallet.
Yeah, I would have definitely, like you said, Alyssa, I would be trying to give my life savings at that point. Like, I would feel so bad. So I definitely think it's a red flag.
Do you think there should be more of a line of questioning of about this car? Like, really, what kind of car issues are you having? Like, why would your car be in the shop for this long? Are you getting your transmission redone?
Oh.
What's happening?
Oh, like, really inquire about what's yeah. happening, what's going on. Can I get the name of the
right.
of the mechanic? Call him up.
Like,
check on it.
First date and your car is in the shop. Like, make arrangements because who wants to pick someone up for the first? We're meeting. We're dating for the first time. I don't want to pick anyone up. I want to be comfortable in my car. If the date do go bad, then I have to drop you off. That's even more awkward.
Yeah, that's. I didn't even think about that. If it goes wrong and then you have to still drop them off. Like, oh God.
I'm wondering if there's ever a mechanic that. You know, they're just working one morning, the phone rings, R&R Automotive. Yes, I'd like to find out if there is a black Ford Escape there right now. It's being worked on. I just want to know. What?
Excuse me, what? Like,
I can't give out that kind of information. That's confidential information.
I feel like the whole idea of, like, you know, picking up a guy before a date. Isn't that like in a TLC song? Isn't that literally, I don't want no scrubs? Something about hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, we don't want no scrubs.
I don't think I know that.
That's the moral of what I'm trying to say.
I don't think I know that song. Was it a hit?
Never heard that?
No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
I have Tiffany in Solon right here, ready to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Tiffany, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5, Tiffany?
Yes.
What state is also known as the Garden State?
New York?
Question 2. You go, Glenn Coco, is a famous movie line from what movie?
I do not know.
Question 3. What is the name of the news program on CBS that features a ticking stopwatch in its open?
60 Minutes.
Question 4. What is the fast food establishment that's finger-licking good?
KFC.
Final question. What body fluid is produced by the mouth to moisten food?
Saliva.
All right, Tiffany, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio at your convenience? Tiffany, it was a rocky start, but then you rebounded and ended up getting 3 out of 5 today.
Okay, not too bad.
Not too bad at all. Tiffany, what are you up to this morning?
Just dropped my son off at school and headed home to work.
Do you have any plans for the weekend?
No, probably just running around doing activities for my kids.
Those sound like plans. Your kids develop plans and then you've got to do whatever they want to do. You become a chauffeur.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Alyssa, meet Tiffany and Solon.
Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
Tiffany just went 3 for 5.
Okay. All right.
So, Alyssa, you need 3 to tie Tiffany and 4 to win. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What state is also known as the Garden State?
Oh, Washington.
Sorry, it's New Jersey.
Hmm.
Oh.
I thought that was common knowledge.
No. No, not in my world, at least.
I've heard it before, but I couldn't remember.
I think it used to say right there on their license plate. I'm not sure anymore. Anyway, question number 2. You go, Glenn Coco, is a famous movie line from what movie?
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls is correct. What is the name of the news program on CBS that features a ticking stopwatch in its open?
60 Minutes.
What is the fast food establishment that is finger-licking good?
KFC.
Final question. What body fluid is produced by the mouth to moisten food?
Saliva.
Saliva is correct. Alyssa goes 4 for 5. Beating Tiffany's 3 for 5.
It was close, though.
Yeah, nice job.
Sorry, Tiffany.
Good game.
We loved having you, and we hope you'll try back another day. In the meantime, we would love to give you these Ice Cube tickets for next month.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. My name is Tiffany, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Rihanna probably won't get a lot of sleep this weekend.
I doubt it.
Since she has a newborn in the house, baby Rocky, little girl, 2 weeks old tomorrow. All right, let's get into this. 216-474-0104. We're going to open up the phones for Free Plug Friday.
Yeah. What do you got to plug today?
Yeah.
Like small business of yours, maybe like a side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's like a little like craft thing that you do on the weekends, set up tables at shows.
Yeah. Fundraisers. I mean, there's so many. As a parent of 2 kids in school, there are so many fundraisers to go on and charity events and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the opportunity for you to plug that right now. Free Plug Friday. We do it every Friday.
Could even just be a place that you checked out that you're like, oh, people got to know about this.
216-474-0104. The weekend, Q104. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Free Plug Friday, 216-474-0104. Let's get to it. We have Myra in Brecksville. Myra, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well this morning. Free Plug Friday. What are you plugging?
I am plugging my IV hydration business in Brecksville, Ohio. I am a locally owned, physician-run, bespoke IV hydration business, female-operated as well. And I'm a native Clevelander trying to get other native Clevelanders well and health maintenance and longevity management and vitamin therapy.
Myra, is this a side hustle of yours or is this your small business?
This is my small business, but I do have a couple other hats. I'm a pediatric anesthesiologist and a physician with about 30 years experience.
So IV therapy, so we would walk into your business and you would sit us down and hook us up to an IV and let's get hydrated.
Correct. I would have a chat with you first to find out what your goals are because I have very many different IV therapies that would be tailored to your needs. I have immune support, stress support, hair, skin, and nails, pre and post chemotherapy support, pre and post workout recovery. I also look after pregnant mommies that can seem to keep anything down. It definitely makes them feel better. So things like that.
I've done this before, Alyssa.
You have?
My old show, there were like nine of us on the show. We all went somewhere and we all were sitting in chairs getting IVs. Like we did that as like a show bonding experience. But it's good.
Yes, we can do that.
I've never done something like this, but every time I get fluids like in a hospital setting, I always just come out feeling so much better afterward.
I'm so glad to hear it. Come on in. We'll hook you up.
So, Myra, how would someone find you? What's the best way to find you?
My address is 8865 Brecksville Road, Suite 8. Come on in. You could also find me at customvitalityiv.com. You can book an appointment through there. Or walk-ins are welcome. Or you can call me at 440-792-4000.
All right, Myra, thank you, and good luck with everything, okay?
Yes, thank you so very much. I appreciate all your help, and have an amazing Friday.
Let's go to Kelly in Parma. Kelly, good morning. Free Plug Friday. What do you got?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Well, I'm having a golf outing to support a scholarship fund. It's for my son. The scholarship's at Brooklyn High School. And the golf outing is at Briardale in Euclid.
Okay.
This scholarship, this is in honor of your son?
Yes. He passed away 4.5 years ago to gun violence.
Gun violence?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
And so this fundraiser is just happening this weekend?
Yes, on Sunday.
Okay. One more time. Is there a website people can go find out more information and to sign up?
It's actually on Briardale Golf Course, and I have a Facebook page. His name is Sean Masterno, and I do want to give a big shout-out to my two kids that helped me, Kara Masterno and Mark Masterno.
All right, Kelly, thank you. I would imagine it's a tough weekend for you, even holding the golf tournament, so I hope it's...
Tragedy brings everybody together, and we have a good time.
Okay. I hope it's successful. Thank you very much.
I was looking at the weather this weekend, and you do have a beautiful weekend for it, though.
Perfect weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Hit the golf course.
Couldn't ask for anything better.
Lauren is listening to us in Strongsville. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning.
Free Plug Friday. What are you plugging?
We are an organization called Canine Companions. We help raise service dogs for people with disabilities and wounded warriors. And September is National Service Dog Month. So just getting the word out that it's National Service Dog Month. And we are celebrating our 50 years of being an organization this month. So we're excited. We're going to be at the Guardians game tomorrow. A bunch of us dressed in blue with dogs. So we'd love to meet people. It's a volunteer organization. So just love to meet people and get the word out about true service dogs and what they do for the amazing people that they help.
Oh, wow. So you have tickets for the game tomorrow?
Yes, a whole big group of us are going.
What great timing.
And there's going to be puppies there, too.
Yes, yes, all sorts of dogs. We have little puppies in training. They'll be in yellow vests. And then we have our graduates who are in dark blue vests. pets, and we have facility dogs who will be there. So all sorts of dogs doing tremendous work for people who need them.
Awesome. Thank you, Lauren. We appreciate you calling in this morning.
Thank you.
All right.
Lots of good stuff.
I know. There's so many things that are worthy of being talked about here in Northeast Ohio. So we'll do it again next week. Free plug Friday on the Q Morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Show. Q104, Bill and Alyssa with you, the Q Morning Show. I was texting a friend of mine last night, and I thought we were texting back and forth. I thought it was interesting. I wanted him to come on the show, and he's too chicken to come on the show.
Oh.
So I said, can I talk about this? And he's like, yeah. So he is supposed to have dinner with his in-laws and his wife on Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, I think like after the Browns game.
Okay, fun.
And he's like, I don't really want to go. I don't like having dinner with my in-laws. And it's not because he doesn't like them. And it is, like, when you think about it, it sounds kind of juvenile. But he's like, when we go out to dinner, sometimes I like to have, like, especially if it's after the Browns game, I like to have a couple of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But his wife doesn't drink that much, like, rarely.
Mm-hmm.
And his in-laws definitely don't drink. And I think it has more like religious reasons. I don't think it's because like there's a former alcoholic or something
like that.
Okay,
I see what you're saying.
But he doesn't feel comfortable drinking when no one else is drinking. And huh. I was thinking about that. And I think I'd feel the same way. Like I don't ever remember being in that situation.
Really? As a grown adult?
I think if no one else at the table is drinking, I don't think I would drink. Like I don't think I would be the only one drinking.
Hmm. Well, okay, here's another question, though, for you, because we've actually never really talked about this. I know you're not, like, I wouldn't classify you as a beer snob, mm-hmm. but do you enjoy beer? Do you enjoy a cocktail? Like, is it something that, like, you look forward to as a little treat?
No. Not anymore.
Okay. That makes sense then, because...
But that's a completely different thing. That is just because I don't know what it is, me getting older. I am more and more losing my appreciation for alcohol. Like, I haven't even had a drink in a couple of weeks. I'm not interested. I'm not...
Yeah.
I don't crave it. I don't...
No, I mean, I totally get that. I don't ever really drink to get drunk these days. But... I'm in the same situation as your friend. My family, my mom doesn't drink. Bryce doesn't really drink. My grandparents don't drink. So I'm usually the only person drinking at like family dinners.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because I got like a special beer that I want to try, or like the seasonal fatheads or something. So like, I think I used to be like that when I was younger though, that I'd be a little like self-conscious. But now I'm just like, I like beer and I deserve a treat.
So in the setting where... There's no one out. Everyone at the table, no one else is drinking. You would order a drink, and you'd have no problem with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it really comes down to a difference of, are you having a drink because you would like a drink, or are you trying to get smashed?
Yeah,
like those are two totally different things.
This was not Paula, but it was a girlfriend before Paula who used to have an issue. Now she would drink, but when there were times when there was no drinking involved, and I would either complain that I wanted a drink or whatever, she would be like, oh, do you need to drink to have a good time? She would always throw that at me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's stuck in my head.
I understand the people that make that argument. And especially if you are talking to somebody that is actually drinking to have fun. But I don't think that there's anything wrong with having a drink if you want one.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Would you order a drink in a setting where no one else is drinking, like a dinner or something like that? 216-474-0104. Just a curious little poll question, I guess. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. It's Q104, 216-474-0104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. We're talking about, would you have a drink in a setting where no one else is drinking? Because a friend of mine is having dinner with his in-laws this weekend. He gets annoyed because he wants to continue drinking, usually, like after the Browns game.
Yeah, they're getting lunch or dinner on Sunday.
And his wife said, I don't care, have a drink.
Yeah, like you're a grown man.
And he's like, well, I feel weird about it because no one else at the table is drinking. Melissa is joining us in Vermilion. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you relate to that? About feeling weird in a setting where no one else is drinking and you want something to drink?
Oh, definitely. I had a prom to dawn meeting for my son's senior class. We basically meet somewhere and go over like the plans for the future to raise money for the class. And we were at a pizza joint and people went around and was asking for drinks. And I'm like, Dan, I really want a cider or an ale or something like that. But no one's ordering anything. So they got to me and I'm like, what kind of ciders and stuff do you have on tap? And then they told me and I was like, I'll have one of those. And then after that, someone else was like, I'll have this and I'll have that. Like, I was like, oh, thank God, I'm not the only one that needs a drink today.
Oh, you sparked the trend. Everybody else started ordering them after you.
No, I could absolutely relate to what Melissa is saying because, you know, when you have kids, you meet so many parents. You don't know who drinks or who doesn't drink.
Yeah, sure.
You're kind of like holding your breath. Like, all right, who's the drinker? Who's not the drinker?
It's like kind of weird though that like I understand that feeling of like I don't want to say it's almost like offensive to like get a drink in like the wrong setting, but like yeah, like you can feel a little strange.
Mm-hmm.
But like I think that you probably have to be the life of the party. People probably love bringing you around because they're like. She's going to be down to have some fun. Like, if you're hanging out and planning you said it's called prom to dawn?
Yeah, so it's like the after prom. So you have your prom, and then afterwards they have, like, the big party, and they have prizes they give the students and stuff like that. So they're trying to raise money for the school's senior year for prom to dawn.
You know what else I was thinking? Because you're probably at some point during this meeting talking about how we make sure that none of these seniors drink before the prom or keep. And you're like, yeah, I mean, we can't have them drinking on prom night. Can you get another pitcher over here, please?
Please. Honestly, I think that you'd probably come up with the best ideas and ways to make kids not drink while maybe a little tipsy. That's right. Where the best ideas
Absolutely.
Are born.
Oh, it's ironic, isn't it? Melissa, thank you so much for calling. Is there Friday night football tonight?
There is. Tonight we play the Norwalk Truckers, and Vermilion's doing really good. So,
Ooh.
Go Sailors.
Vermilion versus Norwalk.
The
war by the shore.
That's
is that
right.
What they call it?
I don't know if that's what they call it, but it sounds good. All right.
You're getting really good at
great.
This PA announcing thing, Bill.
Thank you, Melissa. Have a great weekend. The Q Morning Show. You've got Q104 this morning. APT. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Couple things we want to let you know about, give you a heads up about on Monday, on Monday's show. And you might be thinking, I don't want to think about Monday right now. It's Friday. I want to think about the weekend. Shut up about Monday.
Right. And I get that. But we got some good stuff starting on Monday.
Yeah. So if you would like to attend Taylor Swift's album release party, maybe take your kids to the album release party. It's happening at movie theaters everywhere next weekend. We have tickets for AMC theaters starting on Monday morning.
I feel like we should clarify because I don't know how clear this has been with like the promotion of this movie release for the release party for Taylor. She's only doing this one weekend.
Right.
Yeah, like it's just next weekend. It's not just going to be in theaters for like a long time.
It's so not
you
like
only
a, it's you not
only
a Marvel
get
movie.
Yeah, you only get next weekend to catch this movie.
So, your chance to win tickets to an AMC theater show for next weekend, starting Monday morning, whenever you hear a Taylor Swift song, you immediately go to the website, Q104.com, and enter the keyword show, and you'll have a chance to win. Also next week, we're going to have more Ed Sheeran tickets.
Ooh.
All next week.
Okay.
We have Ed Sheeran tickets coming up this morning after 9, so another Q keyword is on the way. And one more time, we'll play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Give Alyssa a loss going into the weekend. Make her think about it. It'll be in her head. It'll get inside her head. She'll be
it
like,
will.
I lost on Friday.
It'll bother me.
216-474-0104. That is how you get in touch with us. Alyssa's College of Knowledge in less than 10 minutes. I have Josh here. Josh is in Maslin. Good morning, Josh.
Morning.
We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge one more time this week. And you know the rules. If you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Josh, are you ready?
I am ready.
Question one. In what country did sushi originate?
I got to say Japan.
Question two. Finish this lyric. Because it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old
ball game.
Question three. He won 74 consecutive games on Jeopardy. And now he's the host of the show.
Ken Jennings.
Question four. It's the name of the movie that starred Matthew McConaughey with the classic movie line, all right, all right, all right.
How to lose a date in 10 days. How to lose a guy in 10 days. I don't know.
Final question. The popular superstition where you knock on this to ward off bad luck.
It's got to be wood.
All right, Josh, let's get Alyssa back in here because you did very well. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Very well. 4 out of 5 today, Josh.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. All right. All right. I know you've seen that movie, too, Josh. You're going to be mad at yourself
in a second. Yeah, I know. I can't think of it.
Okay. Alyssa's here. I can't say anything else. Her headphones are going on. Alyssa, meet Josh in Maslin.
Good morning, Josh.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. All right, all right, all right.
All right, yeah, don't.
All right, all right, all right.
All right.
Oh, God.
I can't stop now.
All right, all right, all right.
I can't stop doing it. Josh and Maslin went 4 out of 5, Alyssa. You need 4 to tie him, 5 to win this game. Question 1. In what country did sushi originate?
Japan.
Finish this lyric, because it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old
ball game.
She has 2. Question three. He won 74 consecutive games on Jeopardy. He's now the host of the show.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Oh, no. That would be Ken Jennings.
Mm.
And Josh knew that one.
Good job,
so
Josh.
You have two right now, Alyssa. You need four just to tie them. There's only two questions left.
So I got to get the rest.
Yes, that is true. The name of the movie that starred Matthew McConaughey with the classic movie line. Give him the movie line, Josh. Give her the movie line.
All right, all right, all right.
Is it? Oh, I can like see it in my head too.
Yeah.
Is it Dazed and Confused? Yes.
I know.
Oh, yes.
Final question. If you get it right, it's a tie. If you miss it, Josh wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
All right, hit me.
The popular superstition where you knock on this to ward off bad luck.
Wood.
Wood is correct. Alyssa gets the tie today, Josh.
Woo!
I thought so.
I was sweating there at the end.
See, Josh knows his Matthew McConaughey, just doesn't know his movie titles.
Right.
That's fair. I was second guessing that one, too.
All right, Josh, we do have tickets for Ice Cube for you, however.
All right, great. Thank you. My name is Josh from Maslin, and I flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.